Oh, it's time for Who's Smarted. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, quick question. Do any of you sleep with a stuffed animal? Maybe it's a cat, or a dog, or a lion, llama, dolphin, seahorse, or turtle. Maybe it's a cartoon character, or from a movie.
Me na dua, sweetie.
Would it surprise you to know I do? Mine's a stuffed panda bear, and you'll never guess what its name is.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Whoa, Teddy? I didn't know you could talk.
What are you talking about? We talk all the time. We do our not-so-great comedy act.
Sure, but I didn't think anyone else could hear us.
Well, they can today. Are you sure you want me here on the podcast with you?
Why? Because I'm embarrassed to still sleep with a stuffy? Because I'm not.
No, it's not that. It's because you fall asleep whenever we snuggle.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. I'll be... fine.
Trusty! Wake up!
What? Is this still on? Sorry, Smarties. I don't know what got into me.
I do! Teddy bears like me have been helping people fall asleep for over 100 years.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Well, not you specifically. I'm talking about people everywhere. We're super popular. Millions of kids sleep with stuffed animals, and believe it or not, so do grown-ups.
Smarty Pants, what percentage of adults do you think sleep with stuffed animals? Is it A, 10%, or 1 in 10? B, 20%, or 2 in 10? Or C, 40%, or 4 in 10? If you said C, you're right. 40% of all grown-ups in the USA still sleep with their childhood stuffed animals. That's over 100 million adults.
Whoa.
But when and how were stuffed animals invented? How did teddy bears become so popular? And why do we call them teddy bears? It's time for another whiff of history on...
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Nom 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 nom.
Well, that's the last of the pizza. I'm stuffed.
No, I'm stuffed. You're just temporarily full.
Fair point. So, Smarty Pants, when were stuffed animals actually invented? Let's see if you can guess. Is it the 1700s, around the time of the American Revolution? The 1800s, just after the Civil War? Or the 1900s, during the Great Depression? The answer is, stuffed animals can be traced back to 1880, when a seamstress named Margaret Stiff made a stuffed elephant.
Wait a minute. A woman named Stiff created stuffed animals?
Yep.
Then why aren't we called stuffed animals? Talk about a missed opportunity. I can't bear it.
Ha, nice one. Obviously, I love a good pun as much as anyone, Teddy, but Margaret Stiff was from Germany, where the word for stuffed animals was actually Augestoffte Tiere.
Oh, I'll just stick with stuffies then, thank you.
Right. But here's something interesting. Margaret's stuffed animals, or Augestoffte Tiere, were nothing like the stuffed animals we have today. Her stuffed animal was actually used as a pincushion.
Yikes! Why would anyone stick pins in a soft, cuddly stuffed animal?
Actually, this stuffed elephant wasn't cuddly at all. Margaret purposely stuffed it with a material that isn't squishy so the pins wouldn't poke through the other side and hurt someone. Smarty Pants, can you guess what material she used? Was it A, sand, B, pieces of rubber, or C, wood shavings? If you said C, you're correct.
I don't know. If toys were made out of wood shavings, I'm pretty sure I would know. Get it?
Not your best joke, Teddy. Besides, you have to remember, Margaret wasn't trying to make a toy. Yet.
So, whose big idea was it to turn stuffed pincushions into toys?
Smarty Pants, any ideas? Well, here's a hint. You're one of them. That's right. We have kids to thank for that. Margaret noticed that despite it not being very soft and cuddly, children were still playing with the elephant pincushion. So she started selling them as toys for the next 6 years. Today, thanks to mass production, in 6 years, more than 500 million stuffed toys are sold in the U.S. alone. But back in the 1880s, Margaret was sewing each stuffed animal by hand. Smarty Pants, true or false? In the time it took Margaret to make one handmade stuffed animal, we could make 100,000 mass-produced ones today. Did you say true? Because it is. In fact, it would have taken Margaret Steiff more than 2 years to make and sell the same number of stuffed animals that the U.S. sells in the time it takes you to listen to just one episode of Who Smarted?
Wow! If she walked into a Build-A-Bear, she'd probably lose her mind.
Oh, yeah. And just like real animals, stuffed animals have evolved over time. We went from wood shavings to horse hair and straw to all sorts of soft and semi-soft materials like cotton, wool, pellets, and even bamboo.
I'm glad I'm not stuffed with bamboo. I'd be trying to eat myself.
Right. Which is why I'm glad you're made out of polyester. But the truth is, there are hundreds of materials a stuffy could be stuffed with. And if you're curious what your favorite stuffed animal is stuffed with, there's actually a way to check. Have you ever noticed a little tag on your favorite stuffed animal? Go ahead and take a look. It might be hard to spot, but that tag will probably reveal the materials that are stuffing your buddy.
Hey, trusty, I've got a riddle for you.
Oh boy, here we go. What is it?
Ever wondered what Marguerite Steiff did for work?
What?
Stuff!
Okay, moving on. You mentioned before the teddy bear has been around for over 100 years, but how is that possible?
Well, I wear lots of sunscreen and I wash my face twice a day. I've also been using this moisturizer.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I'm explaining how my fur looks this good at my age. The secret is skincare.
No, I didn't mean you, Teddy. I meant teddies in general. And why are they called teddy bears?
Oh, the year was 1902. President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt decided to visit Mississippi for a hunting trip. A man named Holt Collier guided the president through the wilderness. Collier was known for being the best hunter in the country, and he promised Roosevelt he'd be able to bag a bear. But when Roosevelt wasn't able to successfully hunt a single bear, Collier decided to help him out.
Oh boy, I don't like where this is going.
Me neither, but keep listening. Collier found a black bear cub and tied it to a tree.
Oh, I really don't like where this is going.
I know. I didn't either, but keep listening. When Roosevelt saw the bear that Collier had caught and tied up for him to hunt, Roosevelt instead took pity on the baby bear and refused to kill it.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're telling me. Newspapers across the United States spread the story of Teddy Roosevelt, the rough-riding president who refused to kill a bear. On November 16th, the Washington Post published a playful cartoon about the president's failed hunting trip.
Extra, extra! Roosevelt spares the bear. Looks like Teddy is a softie.
It just so happened that one of the millions of people reading the cartoon was a candy shop owner and stuffed animal maker named Morris Michtam. After reading about Teddy Roosevelt's hunting trip, Morris decided to make a stuffed bear dedicated to the president who wouldn't shoot a helpless bear. And that's how we got the first ever teddy bear.
Wow, that's a pretty cool origin story. But Smarty Pants, are you wondering what I'm wondering? If teddy bears were named after a U.S. president, how did they become so popular around the world? The answer is right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. Smarty Pants, can you think of any famous stuffed animals? Go ahead, call some out. Oh, I heard some good ones. I'm not quite sure who Mrs. Miracle Pants is, but I like it. Teddy, can you name some famous stuffies?
Sure thing. Let's see. There's Paddington Bear, Teddy Ruxpin, Care Bear, Share Bear, Cheer Bear, lots of Huggin' Bear, Squishmallows, Hops, Pluto, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Wow, nice job, Teddy. Good stuff. Good stuff. All of these stuffies have their own background stories, but for now, I want to focus on two of the oldest and most famous stuffed animals of all time. See if you can guess who this is.
Oh, bother.
Did you say Winnie the Pooh? That's right. English author A.A. Milne created Winnie the Pooh in 1926, based on a teddy bear owned by Christopher Robin Milne, his real-life son. The real-life Winnie the Pooh was bought from Harrods Department Store, a famous shop in London, in 1921.
Fun fact, Christopher chose the name Winnie after a black bear at the London Zoo, and Pooh after a family friend's pet swan.
I did not know that. But wait, if Winnie the Pooh was named after a black bear, why is he yellow? Did I stump you with that one, Teddy?
Nope. Even though A.A. Milne is credited as the creator of Winnie the Pooh, his illustrator, E.H. Shepherd, was the one who created the bear's iconic look, which he based on his son's teddy bear, Growler.
Wow, Teddy, you are just stuffed with knowledge and cotton. Moving on. Winnie the Pooh wasn't the only famous stuffed animal originating from the UK. In fact, he wasn't even the first. In 1921, before A.A. Milne created Winnie the Pooh, Marjorie Williams published a children's book that you may have heard of. Any guesses, Smarty Pants?
Oh, I know.
I know you know, Teddy. I want to see if the Smarty Pants can guess. I'll give you a hint, Smarty Pants. It's not a bear, but a rabbit.
Ooh, I've got another hint. It's a rabbit. Made of velveteen.
That's not really a hint. You kind of just gave him the answer.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Why, it's the Velveteen Rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I did give it away, huh?
That's okay. I still love you. In fact, that might be the reason we can talk to the Smarty Pants together.
Oh, yeah. Go on, tell them, Trusty.
Margaret Stiff might have been the one who invented stuffed animals, and Teddy Roosevelt might have been the inspiration for teddy bears. But Marjorie Williams' story about the Velveteen Rabbit is the birthplace for the idea that if you really love a stuffed animal for a long, long time, that stuffed animal becomes real.
Aw, what a great concept, even if it might not really be true.
Well, you're here now, Teddy. And I just love snuggling with you.
Trusty. I'll just let him sleep. Nighty night, Smarties.
A soft and cuddly shout out to Lachi and Ollie on the Kapiti Coast, New Zealand. I hear you love listening in the car, and we're happy to hear New Zealand get a shout out. Well, here's another one just for you. Thanks for listening and learning together as a Smarty family. This episode's Stuffed Animals was written by Kira Wallace and voiced by Heather Simsey and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.